Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Pretty amazing. Sometimes you can't remember your character. I can encourage you to trust in the Lord, because if you don't, you're going to succumb to the gloom and doom as to all that which is around you. Crazy stuff, friends. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess, and your pretty little princess, you know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, welcome to the Monday broadcast of sonsoflibertyradio.com. This is the first time listening. I just got to let you know that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, and the patriots that the globalists despise. We are the Sons of Liberty, and if you'd like to check us out, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook page, always updating, posting videos, pictures, and the such, not just gloom and doom, friends, showing you what the problems are, but actually bringing forth the answers as well. Because what we're missing today is resolve. Remember, friends, justice, the guardian of liberty, which sits below Moses and the Ten Commandments, above the Supreme Court justices in Washington, D.C. You might want to look at that, because that will bring forth all your answers. And that is the pith and marrow of the resolve that America needs today. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or you can go to Bradley Dean double E. Bradley Dean double E on two different websites, one fan page, one personal page. Like them both if you would. And you can also join me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Don't forget, friends, double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. You can also jump online if you like. Phone calls are available. We will accept them today because we like you. Oh, just a little bit. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Now, folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. That's what we've always done. And we're showing you our faith by our works. We're showing you our love by our deeds. Deeds, not words. And to say all that, to say this, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And before I give it over to our pretty little princess, I'm going to be talking about old and confused today. I think you're going to like this. It's very interesting. It's very factual. And then I want to ask you the question at the end of the show, how old do you think this lady is? Talking about old and confused, talking about change that's going forth in this country today that we know is unscriptural. But aside of that, folks, we're going to hand it over to Stephanie right now, and she can tell us why it's a terrible place to be when their brains or your brains are in someone else's head.
Because you never want your brains in someone else's head. It's a terrible place to be. You always want the mind of Christ. You always want the heart of Christ. And before we continue on with the radio program, I want to just highlight what we are highlighting for this week. We always do our product of the week, well, for the month of March. And for this week, we are highlighting how you can become a son or daughter of liberty. When you are a sponsor, what it does is you join together with us on a monthly basis to be able to help support what we do. You can join our army by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Our monthly sponsorship program has proven to be an answer to prayer for many. And the reason why that is because the program allows true Christian patriots to sow into a church that's constantly doing instead of sitting in the church pews. Thank God Jesus didn't sit in one building, put out an all-welcome sign, the apostles, and just stayed put. No, they went out into all the world and preached the gospel to every creature, and that's what we're doing. Now, some of you may not realize this, but less than one-half of 1% of all church funding goes to youth causes. That's aboutmissions.org has that statistic. It's appalling. And you think about it, the youth are our future. our posterity and what are we investing into them? Not very much. And that's why the Sons of Liberty is here, going up in the highways and byways and seeking and saving that which is lost. And for those of you who'd like to sign up to become a son or daughter of liberty, you can call our office at 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. Or you can go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com, shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com, and you click on Sons of Liberty membership. You'll have the option to donate between $5 and $500 a month. Whatever you can do that works for you, make a choice, and we will thank you by sending you ministry materials. And also, well, we're giving out a free T-shirt for this month of March. So become a son or daughter of liberty in the month of March. You get a free T-shirt. Now, I just want to highlight three different things. We talk a lot about Facebook and becoming active and liking and sharing and spreading out your thoughts of people out there to seek and save that which is lost. I want to give you a highlight from all three of our Facebook pages. If you go to Sons of Liberty Radio, you will watch the video. It's called Join the Fight. It shows you what your donations go and how it helps to support our ministry. You can watch this video. It's actually very fun. It's got some grooving tunes on there. If you want to take a look and say, what
you
is
were
my...
kidding when you just said grooving tunes.
Grooving
right?
tunes. Yes. Very grooving tunes. Actually, it's a very... I like the music.
I suppose that's expected when you're the child of a hippie.
Yeah, grooving. That's right. Yes. Groovy. I've got my peace signs out here. But you can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Watch that video. It shows how you can join the fight and what your finances help go to. Now, I also want to highlight, because I love Gold Nuggets of Truth, when you like the page of Bradley Dean and also Bradley Dean on the fan page, you get things like this. We have a video of Christians in China opening up their Bibles for the first time. It's unbelievable. They literally, they open up these suitcases and they bombard. Not running over each other, not like Black Friday, but they literally go as fast as they can to grab their Bibles. Once they get their Bibles, they hold them up to their face. They're kissing it. They're wiping tears from their eyes.
They're grateful.
They are so grateful that they have a Bible. It touches your heart. And when you think about how many people in America today have enough dust on their Bibles that you can write the word damnation, as Charles Spurgeon talks about, it will touch your heart and it will make you appreciative of the Word of God, knowing that most of these people don't even have the Word of God.
Okay, so we got 515 likes. We just posted this on Saturday, right at the end of the night. 515 posts concerning that video with the Chinese people first taking a look at the Bibles. They started to cry. Folks, it's very moving. I'm going to post it at the very top right now.
Of Sons of Liberty.
Sons of Liberty Radio.
On Bradley Dean, on your fan page, we've got 684 altogether. So this is on separate, you know, different Facebook pages, but it really goes to show you the reaction of people who are moved in their heart by people who first time receive a Bible. And lots of these are just
the responses. I got 43 responses instantaneously. Amen. So precious. Very cool. Folks, you can't not watch it and not
be moved.
I'm not a cheesy guy, and I'm not being a cheesy guy here, but I'm just telling you what, I don't usually post stuff unless it has meaning and purpose to it, and this is one of those videos that you just need to take a look at, and you post your response, and I'll just leave it up to you as to how you want to respond, but the responses have been second to none. On my Bradley Dean Facebook page, I got over 681 likes and 212 responses. So in saying that, do check it out. Tell us your thoughts, because your thoughts are what matter. You're the listener. We're the giver. You're the responder, and you are the crown of our rejoicing. Friends, knowledge will ever forever govern ignorance, and a people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power which knowledge gives, said James Madison, the father of our Constitution. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. 1-866-233-0747, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items. Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and get a free King James Bible with every purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends of us, already taking a look at the Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And seeing your responses. Friends, keep it up. You can also check it out on Bradley Dean. It's a video, a short video, very short video, of some Chinese people opening up their Bibles for the very first time. Very moving and very warm.
Yes, and that's what I was going to highlight, too. Actually, before your break, the very quote that you said about knowledge will forever govern ignorance, and a people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power which knowledge gives. You want a good leader, wants your citizens to be an armed and filled with knowledge people, because when you have that, you know, it's funny when we go into, well, it's not funny, but when we do in high school semi-programs and we talk to kids, we'll say, how many of you know your Constitution or how many of you know your rights? And they'll kind of chuckle about it. And we'll say, listen, if you don't know your rights, you don't have any rights. A well-informed citizen is going to understand by knowing the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, when those rights are being usurped. If you don't have a knowledge of what your rights are, you're never going to know when you're being taken advantage of. So it's very important to read your Constitution, know your Declaration of Independence, and that way you can be an informed citizen who knows your rights and fight for what men and women across this nation have fought blood and died to get.
And the Bill of Rights interjected in there as well. Amen. And also you have to read the Declaration of Independence to find out where your rights come from, namely your Creator.
Exactly. That's what I had to highlight for today. I wanted to highlight those three different Facebook pages and make sure that people go there and they get active on Facebook. Activity.
Folks, what I want to talk about is old and confused. And as I travel the road of life, I find it very interesting how many men and women who lived so long ago and experienced so much of their life that they were able to see what was coming in the future, not to mention what they saw in their own day. And what comes to our aid is Aristotle, who couldn't have hit the nail on the head any closer than this, when he said, tolerance and apathy are the very last virtues of a dying society. I'll say it again. Tolerance and apathy are the last virtues of a dying society. Well, when I think about John Adams, the second president of the United States, he's the one that said, what follows luxury? He said decadence. That's right. People forget what they've got. I remember a song back in the 80s. You don't know what you've got until it's gone. And friends, just scrolling over the headlines across the country today, It's incredible, friends. If it's not your military having drag queens entertain the military overseas, then you have another principal in a public school that's going to be busted while he's going to be appearing in court attempting to commit crimes against children that are in his school. And, friends, I could go on and on and on and on. Please do not forget, friends, put this one in your heart, that if I can demoralize you, I control you, and you have an administration attempting to demoralize the American people through the military now. And I just want to let you know, friends, your foreign enemies that are looking to destroy you are laughing at America to no end for your tolerance and what you are tolerating through this homosexual, drag queen, LGBT, GLBT caucuses. Folks, they are using the homosexuals as a political battering ram to no end. And I just want everybody to understand one thing. Don't tell me I didn't tell you. And while all your conservatives sit back and say absolutely nothing, I just want to let you know that they are the very reason that your backs are up against the wall. The preachers are just as responsible for a lack of through omission, not preaching the word of God. That's why you're painted into a corner, friends, not because they did it, but because you allowed it.
Yeah.
And don't forget what I'm telling you right now.
You know, what's interesting to note, too, is you were in the grocery store yesterday for a moment. You saw the front cover in the newspaper where they had a man coming home from
a military
service.
Man.
From his time of service and his duty out there,
yep.
And coming home being reunited with his gay lover. His
on the front page of the paper.
Yeah. So obviously.
This is oppression. This shows you the government that's behind
him. And the agenda.
It also shows you the link, the strong link between the state-run media and the government as it is, friends, because really what it comes down to is the fact that you're seeing the face of this administration and who's about this administration through the state-run media. When you have two men on the front page of the paper kissing, you can see not only is this against the will, it's against the will of the people, but this is how they begin to, you're seeing their force.
Shove it down your throat anyway.
You're seeing their oppressive means. You're seeing that they're not asking for permission. They're doing it regardless if you think so or not. The reason they're doing that is because the good people in America sit down and allow these people to demoralize. And don't forget that again, that our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people under the umbrella of Christianity. Hey, folks, I want to tell you this, too. 1-866-233-0747. I see all these little idiotic bloggers that don't know their hand from a hole in the ground. Is the fact that when they are blogging, they will sit there and attack, but they will not call in. The phone lines are open. When I say under the religion, speaking of our forefathers, when John Adams said that our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people, and it's under the umbrella of the Christian faith, I challenge anybody to call me right now and prove otherwise. These lines are always open for the very fact that those that sit there and demean the message, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, so on and so forth, the Mayflower Compact, any founding document, the Federalist Papers, the lines are open. Always. I want to let you know that the lines are wide open. You can call and you can prove your point otherwise anytime that you so feel that you need to prove it. Don't just write about me. Get on the radio. And show everybody how stupid I really am, please. My number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Back to my point. Our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Let me just interject this thought real quick for our new listeners. The homosexuals are being used as a political battering ram. And what you see right behind the homosexuals, this gay marriage agenda, so on and so forth, you see Sharia law. And you see this all across. This is UN agenda. This is a global agenda. And the elitists are simply using the Muslim Brotherhood as a political battering ram. And you know that as terrorism. Now, if you go back to our constitutional signers, namely the father of our Constitution, James Madison, said that if tyranny ever or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy, friends. Our foreign enemy is within. He is not without. And if we're going to be destroyed, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. And that's exactly what's happening today. It is a spiritual warfare. There's no getting away from it. And the fact of the matter is if we want to return back to the Lord that bestowed his grace upon us in the first place, then and only then will we be restored. If he so desires to restore that which we're dealing with today. But when I go on the front page of the papers and I see what's going on through the state-run media, folks, I'm embarrassed for us. I'm embarrassed for us that we have not studied the past. I'm embarrassed for the American people that they don't take the time. They got time to go out on a frozen lake and punch a hole in the ice and pull up a little crappie. Well, 4,000 babies a day are being murdered, and a homosexual agenda is attempting to infiltrate public schools and government and the such, only to have a foreign enemy come right behind them in their footprints. And by the way, friends, I'd like for you to prove me wrong on that one, too. But again, friends, the best that you have out there right now, the conservatives, even though fearmongers out there, they're doing everything but what they should be doing. They should be pointing their finger at God and showing you that your repentance is towards God, who sees all things naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. And he should be pointing his finger that you are to repent before a just and a holy God, and you are to put your faith in Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. And because America has failed to remember her heritage, that's why we are where we're at today. And by the way, the message that I'm giving you is old. It's old school. Matter of fact, the greatest accolades I receive are from older people concerning my ministry, because they know that this is the old-time gospel. And see, these people are the ones that understood liberty. They were the ones that understood good government. They had good government in their day. They had good principles and schools and colleges and the such. See, but the message that I give, it's old to people because they don't want to return to it. They just want to talk about the problems, but they don't want to bring about the resolve. And the way to bring about resolve is by always pointing your finger back to religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. But we don't want to hear none of that. No, that's your problem right there.
Yeah.
Because of your tolerance of the new thing, and because of your apathy, you allow them to do it. I want to let you know that those are the last virtues of a dying society.
That's right. And as Jeremiah talks about, Jeremiah 6:16, about going back to the old paths wherein you shall find rest for your souls. And it is an old school message. Noah Webster, he said the moral principles.
But wait a second. Finish that. He said, but the people said they would not.
Said they would not have it.
They would not restore themselves back unto the Holy One of Israel. So therefore, that nation was judged. And that's exactly where America's at.
And that's where you see it. It was Ruth Graham who said, you know, if God does not judge or punish America, he's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. And it's true, because we see the decline of morality. And you're talking about going back to the old paths, and we are neglecting, speaking of this, front page of these two homosexuals embracing each other coming back home, because we have neglected and spit against heaven. The Bible says those that spit against heaven shall surely fall on their own backs. We have warned against the principles found in the Bible. And we are warned about this back in Noah Webster's time, who said the moral principles and precepts contained in the scriptures ought to form the basis of all our civil constitutions and laws.
You're talking about our founding forefathers who identified what the problem was, and they prophetically wrote it down on paper so the American people in our time would understand how the republic's going to go on and on and on and on. But they also knew that once we departed from those principles that God gave through Jesus Christ unto the American people, then and only then would we lose our country.
Right.
And welcome to America, friends. We're going to come right back after this break. 1-866-233-0747. Talking about old and confused. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of the opposition, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. So who created the source of terror, friends?
Wow.
The government did.
That's right. Noah Webster, to finish that quote before the break, said all the miseries and evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible.
And the only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle.
That's exactly right.
I remember looking at a book once that was titled, listen carefully, What Men Have Learned from History. As I opened the 100-page book, I found that the pages were all blank. The point was well made, because men do not learn from history, at least stupid men don't. Unfortunately, society has proven this to be the case over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. In America today, you can see the clear digression of society. What was once evil in our eyes, some now call good. You can read Isaiah 5 if you'd like to. How they like to put evil for good and good for evil and light for darkness and darkness for light and bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. In other words, friends, they're backwards. They're reprobate. It means God's hand has been pulling from them. The high standards of virtue and morality that were once considered to be the foundation, which still are, of our families are now laughed at and called old-fashioned and outdated. And you know what, friends? I don't really care how hard they laugh, because I'm right and they're wrong. We now live in a nation where tolerance has become some sort of virtue, and intolerance for the things that go against God's word is called hate. Just think about that one, friends. The truth is, God is love, 1 John 4:8, and God gave his law because he loves, and yet you have some sick, debased humans in this country that call it hate when God himself is love. And what we see is we see America has become so wise in our own eyes that its people have become literal fools, Romans 1:22. Those who fought, bled, and died for our country to establish our Constitution, those who sacrificed to make us free, were looked upon as heroes. Now you know who's America's heroes are? You know who they are? They're the ones that are demoralizing through Hollywood, the actors. Isn't that interesting? Those are the heroes today. That's the heroes, America, that the state-run media is promoting. They're not showing the real heroes. They're not showing Christ crucified on the cross who died to redeem man unto himself through his blood. They're not highlighting the heroes who fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States. No, now you have the fool sitting on the couch drinking pop and sucking on Twinkies and wondering why they're getting fat. Sitting there high-fiving those that are demoralizing their country. The new gospel. And then it just thing, wow. Those who stick to the Constitution and make sure it's adhered to are demonized by the state-run media, and the American people go along with it. Criticized by the state-run media and labeled intolerant haters for believing what God says. Do you think that's a good place to put yourself, friends? I don't think so. Folks, we now live in a country where evangelical Christians are labeled by our own military as number one on the list of terrorists, when if it were not for the evangelistic Christians, namely the black-robed regiment, who fought to give us this country, we wouldn't have a nation to be labeled anything outside of the fact of who we are. And that's a righteous people. Then there are the do-nothings who give way to apathy. They say, this is America. It will never happen here. Oh, take heed that you stand, America, lest you fall. And I want to tell you something, friends. You are falling quick. You are falling to the lies of the state-run media. Hey, folks, some of you people out there, you actually believe that this government is really winning the day. The only way that they're winning the day is not through strength, but through deception, because you believe their lies. As they look back at the blank pages in the book of history that they didn't learn from, they ignore all the signs of the times that clearly point out tyranny in our government. And folks, you have tyranny in your government because you have tyranny in the people that allow tyranny in their governments. Lawlessness and attack against all that is good. Again, not a good place to put yourself. You know, what's funny about it is when you think about all the people out there that are blaming God for what's going on. I mean, like, it's almost kind of like blaming the sun for darkness. That's how stupid and backwards people have become in this country. So what's happened, America? Why have we given ourselves over to change from the founding values of our great nation to lawlessness to see today? The Bible clearly says, in Proverbs 24:21, meddle not with them that are given to change. Yet the whole model of this communist organization, known as the president and his administration, are doing nothing but bringing forth change and attacking your foundations, which he said he would fundamentally change. We can't blame him. He's only an extension of what we allow him to be. He only does those things we allow him to do. Remember what Abraham Lincoln said? He said, America will never be destroyed from the outside. He said, if we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. We allowed it through apathy and tolerance. Are we allowing our nation to be destroyed? Yep. How? Through apathy. Folks, I've been on the radio for 13 years now. 12 of it with Salem Communications now, a year and a half, almost 2 years with GCN. As you can hear, my voice is completely hashed out. Why? Because I'm spending myself in prayer, the Word of God, and the people constantly. And I remember this, and I'll never forget it as long as I live. When I first got into ministry, which I didn't apply for, by the way, I remember a pastor telling me, I asked him the question, what is the hardest thing for you in ministry? He said, people don't change. And yet when you read Isaiah 42, the Bible says you're being burned up, yet you don't even know it. Folks, the house is on fire. You don't even know it. Yes, this is a prophet's message. Yes, this is a prophetic message. The message that I have to give you is wake up, friends. And I'm not telling you to return to a new speaker, to a new pastor, to a new fearmonger, to a new conservative radio show host. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm referring you back to the Christ. because he's the only one that can save your soul, and that's what's important right now. And I also want to let people know that listen to me 6 days a week. I don't serve God because I'm afraid of going to hell. I already know I deserve hell. I serve God because a wise son maketh a glad father. Oh, and yes, I have my errors. No question about it. I have my errors, friends. But I seek to be perfected. I seek to be minted in Christ. Where I fail, where I have sin within myself, my Bible tells me that if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sins. I want to be a perfect witness in this earth for people because I am a window. And do I fail? Yep, I do. Do I cry out against it? Yep, I do. And I'll tell you how I do. I bring forth fruits of repentance by seeking God all the time and not trying to point out everybody's excuses or their fall downs or their fallouts. Now listen, if you fail the test, get up and keep going on. That's what makes you a champion in Christ. He's the author and the finisher. Ask the Holy Ghost to give you more grace to keep His commandments better. I ask Him all the time. But isn't it interesting, instead of people actually repenting and perfecting themselves in Christ by going after Him, what they want to do is they want to lay charge to those that are doing something. Isn't that amazing? They'll find fault with them, though they see their loved ones beat up to no end, or the guy that you listen to on the radio show 24/7, when you listen to the Sons of Liberty radio, yeah, but what about this, and what about this, and what about this? I know, do you see all the scars on Bradley? Do you see him from head to foot? Do you see how many bones he's gotten broken? You see how many death threats he's gotten? No, we don't pay attention to that. We want to find fault with his message that actually convicts me of my sin. Because if I'm convicted of my sin by the way which the Holy Ghost comes to do, I got to find something wrong with the Holy Ghost. Oh, that's not a good place to be in. It's not a good place to be in. And this is exactly what people do that listen to this radio show day after day. My wife gets on this radio and we ask for support day after day after day after day. How little support we get, friends. How little support we get. So you think because when we ask for support to keep us out there, it's just to keep us in a lavish lifestyle. Oh, how sadly are I mistaken, friends. No, it's so I can stay in the ring. Because I'm called to fight. This is what I'm called to do. We're called to contend for the faith. Remember the scripture that talks about contending for the faith? Remember the fight, the good fight of faith, friends? See, but yet what we do is we get on the radio and we tell you day after day, we give you the message, it's time to get back to the things of God. We're not telling you this because it's a moneymaker. That's the furthest thing from the truth. We're not telling you this because it's a good idea, especially when you have bloggers out there lying about you 24/7. God, in context, damn, in context, them. Because these people know what they do, and yet the American people sit back and let them do it. And when you look at what this administration is doing, you're allowing them to do it. When you're looking at what's going on in the kids, I just looked at, we used to do the five-state area. We used to do high school assemblies all in the five-state area when I first started out. We used to rock the schools. It used to take us 80 man hours to do schools. We used to have to raise money on the streets just to do them because the church wouldn't support it. They were the ones doing the attacking. And where were the conservatives? They were talking about politics. Because they had to get caught up into some little game that they didn't realize was being played on both fronts. There was some that were condemning, and then there was on the north, and then there was others that were actually justifying in the south. Yet they didn't know that they were the same people doing it. That's what happens when you get caught up into politics. But back to my South Dakota story. I just went online, looked at what was going on in South Dakota, did tons of high school assemblies there. And I said to myself, Lord, I spent all that time, and I'm not looking for accolade. And Lord, You don't owe me a thing. But Lord, why are they teaching Common Core in South Dakota? Why are they teaching homosexuality in Iowa? Oh, and by the way, this isn't a message of defeat for me, friends. It's a message of defeat for those that allow it. See, because I have the victory. But Lord, why is it? It's as if the Lord is saying, Bradley, I warned them. I told them what was coming, and they didn't pay attention. The boat's going down, and they still party on. Just like those that were sitting on the Titanic until the last end of that boat went all the way down to the bottom of the sea. Right? Be right back.
We were told this week that, Bradley, you have a reputation of being aggressive. That if you want things to work, then don't rock the boat.
What to work? The boat is sinking, America, and America better start patching up the holes and find a new captain.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I didn't know that it was my job to withhold the truth from men. Sorry, brother, but my ministry's not for sale. If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. There is no other way.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You set a light throughout the world, America, through justice. Because justice is the guardian of liberty.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You see, a nation ceases to be a Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. America, you are the law under God. Justice is the call of the American people, so I ask, what is the guardian of liberty? Justice is, and you are the law.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business and will continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
Yeah, it's interesting too, folks. Yeah, I'm in the fight mood, no question about it. No phone calls. 1-866-233-0747. Where are all those refuters of the Word of God? See what happens when you stand up, friends? They don't know how to respond, but when you want to debate, you get all these. You know who calls in during debates? It's the pastors. When it's politics, you know who calls in? They get tons of phone calls. You know what they are? Who's right and who's wrong? What happens when you tell them who is right? And it excludes us, any of us, from being right. And it's God that's right. I'll tell you what, nobody's got anything to say, do they? It's a good place to put yourself. That's how you grow in grace. You know the video I just posted on Sons of Liberty Radio? Of the Christians in China opening their Bibles for the very first time? I just looked at it, looking at the responses. And there's Tom Rowland who said this, and it got me a little bit, but he's exactly right. He said, I'm ashamed and humbled. He said, forgive me, Lord, for losing the zeal of the Spirit that these fellow brothers and sisters in Christ so unapologetically show. I pray, Father, that your Spirit of love and grace will break the fallow ground of my heart and soul in Jesus' name. Now, if that's what I have to post to get a response the right way, then I'll do it. But you cannot watch this video, friends, and not be moved by it. These Chinese people opening the Bible, kissing the Bible, running to get their Bible, crying when they got their Bible for the very first time, looking at it, staring at it. And in America, you can't even get the reproachfuls, the unthankfuls, in America to thank God for what they have today. And by the way, these people over here are underground because they can't come out and proclaim their faith, remember? But in America, you can do that. And instead of standing up when you have the opportunity to do the right, because you still have the right to do the right thing, friends. And by the way, the right time to do the right thing is right now. What you do is you just turn off the next radio show and go to the next one, don't you? And then whatever agrees with your lifestyle, which is idolatry, that's the one you'll adhere to next. Come on. Let's call it for what it is. Hey, I'm preaching to you the way your pastor, you should be preaching from the pulpit, if that's what he is. He should be an apostle, 1 Corinthians 12:28. That's a different story. That's a different day.
We got some great responses over here on Bradley Dean on the fan page, too, as well. Zena Ramos said, wow, precious treasure we take for granted. Gerald Schreiner said, we as Americans take everything for granted. We don't realize how precious our freedoms really are until you lose them. Wake up, America, before we do lose them. And, you know, it reminds me of that Churchill quote that we talked about last week. Basically, when you have the opportunity to fight while your victory looks assured and we can do it in a peaceful, lawful way, fight, because there might come a day where it will cost you everything because you didn't do the prevention better than cure.
No.
And that's where we find ourselves. We have the opportunity to do the right thing.
And you have the conservatives. I just sat with someone this morning and they were telling me all the problems they were having in the GOP. And it's like, you know what? The problem with the GOP, the problem with the Democrats, the problem with every party in this country is the fact that they're not submitting or subjugating themselves anymore to the law of God. What they're doing is they're trying to create their own law. And two wrongs don't make a right.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if they were the ones that actually established this country, fought for this country, bled for this country, then I'd have something to say to them in a hearing. I'd give them a hearing, an audience. But due to the fact that they didn't, and I see that God did give through his faithful servant, Jesus Christ, to die on Calvary over 2,000 years ago, that's the gospel I'm going to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the redeeming gospel. That's the gospel that has a witness by the Holy Ghost, the Godhead, the Holy Ghost, to it, to establish his word. Now, I got to get to this before the end of the show. One evening, a grandson was talking to his grandmother about current news, and the grandson asked his grandmother what she thought about the shootings at schools, talking about old and confused friends, the computer age, and just things in general. The grandma replied, well, let me think a minute. I was born before television, penicillin, polo shots, frozen food, Xerox contact lenses, Frisbees, and the pill. There was no radar, credit cards, laser beams, or ballpoint pens. Man had not invented pantyhose, air conditioners, dishwashers, or clothes dryers, and the clothes were hung out to dry in the fresh air, and man hadn't yet walked on the moon, if he ever did. Your grandfather and I first got married and then lived together. Every family had a father and mother. Until I was 25, I called every man older than I, sir. We were before gay rights. By the way, gays do not have rights. They're falling under the category of privileges, friends. Computer dating, dual careers, daycare centers, and group therapy. Our lives were governed by the Ten Commandments, good judgment, and common sense. Let me go back to the gay rights issue. God doesn't give us a right to break his law. Just wanted to bring it in because someone will probably cut that piece. And then what they'll do is say, I'm saying something that I didn't say. So I just had to bring that into conclusion.
Clarify.
Yeah, very, very, very much so. So God didn't give us the right to break the law. As Charles D. Montesquieu rightly said, he said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. The law does not permit you to be a lawbreaker in this country or this society. Going back to old confused and confused, our lives were governed by the Ten Commandments, good judgment, and common sense. We were taught to know the difference between right and wrong and to stand up and take responsibility for our actions. Serving your country was a privilege. Living in this country was a bigger privilege. We thought fast food was that which you ate during Lent. Having a meaningful relationship meant getting along with your cousins. Draft dodgers were people who closed their front doors when the evening breeze started. Time sharing meant time spent with the family together in the evenings and weekends, not purchasing condominiums. We never heard of FM radios, and I don't ever remember any kid blowing his brains out listening to Tommy Dorsey. If you saw anything with Made in Japan on it, it was junk. The term making out referred to how you did on your school exam. Pizza Hut, McDonald's, and instant coffee were unheard of. We had 5- and 10-cent stores where you could actually buy things for 5 and 10 cents. Ice cream cones, phone calls, rides on a streetcar, and a Pepsi were all a nickel. And if you didn't want to splurge, you could spend your nickel on enough stamps to mail one letter and two postcards. You could buy a new Chevy coupe for, well, $600, but who could afford one? Too bad, because gas was 11 cents a gallon. And in my day, grass was mowed, Coke was a cold drink, pot was something your mother cooked in, and rock music was your grandmother's lullaby. Aides were helpers in the principal's office, chip meant a piece of wood, hardware was found in a hardware store, and software wasn't even a word. We were the last generation to actually believe that a lady needed a husband to have a baby, and no wonder why people call us old and confused, and they say that there's a generation gap. Friends, how old do you think Grandma is? Grandma would be 68 years old.
It's amazing. When you go through and you look at the difference between back then and today, and people say they're old and confused, what do we have? We have confusion all throughout the society. We've got total chaos. We've got, you know, kids shooting kids. We've got, you know, men marrying men. It's our founding forefathers, had they known what was going to happen, and if they even walked the streets of America today, would be shocked to say the word. They'd be speechless. They would be... say, this is not the country we established. This is not how we establish this country. We establish this country as one nation under God with virtues and morality under the Christian principles and the Christian religion. In fact, Benjamin Franklin, he said, only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. And what are we seeing? We have more need of masters.
It's created.
Yeah, you obey God's Ten Commandments, your man's 10,000 commandments. He said, whereas true religion and good morals are the only solid foundations of public liberty and happiness, it is hereby earnestly recommended to the several states to take the most effectual measures for the encouragement thereof. He said that in the Continental Congress in 1778. And when we don't take heed, you know, talking about your old and confused article, looking at the blank pages of what man has learned from history, if we don't take heed to what's right in front of us, the warnings, the foundations, the good things that our founding forefathers gave us, then we're going to find ourselves where we are today.
Did you see the little thing we posted on Facebook with the little boy? He was told to stay inside the fenced area.
Yes, I did see that.
And there was a guardrail there, and what he wanted to do is he wanted to get outside of that fenced area. See, that's why God gave his law. No is there for the preservation of life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not only for eternity, but for the present. And what this little boy wanted to do is he wanted to jump over the guardrail. So guess what he did? He jumped over the guardrail not realizing that there was a precipice on the other side.
That's right.
And that's why God gives us his commandments. By them thy servant is warned, Psalm 19. And it talks, when you read in the book of Psalm 19, it's there to warn us so we don't destroy ourselves, as if to say, the ice is thin, don't walk on the ice, danger, thin ice. Well, no idiot in his right mind is going to walk out there, but that's exactly what America allowed the Supreme Court to do in 1962 in this country, is to take down the Ten Commandments, which, by the way, friends, you've never lost the right.
Yeah.
And never have, and you never will.
And then you look and you wonder why things happen when we take thou shalt not kill off the school walls. You have killing. It goes on and on and on. And like Bradley was talking about today, and even during the beginning of our program, about becoming sons and daughters of liberty, about doing this thing together, about taking a stand and not just talking about the problems, not complaining to a coworker, not griping about it on Facebook, but actually getting active. This is one way that you can get active. You can say, listen, I want to support a ministry that's out there doing. I want to support not just, you know, people in my church who just sit there and
you don't need to go out and buy yourself a bunker, friends.
Yeah, no,
just put yourself under the shadow of the Almighty is
that's
what
right.
you need to do and hope, because we can do this and we can win the day.
That's
just
right.
So you know.
The Bible says, if God be for you, who can be against you? If you want to support, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or call us at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747.
Amen. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1 John 3:18, talking 23. See ya!
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.